You're listening to an edited version of the live Voices of Montana statewide radio program. Find us on Facebook and subscribe for further podcasts wherever you get your audio on demand. I'm Tom Schultz, host of the program. Thanks for joining us, and please feel free to contact me at studio@voicesofmontana.com.
The fastest hour in Montana radio continues. Call 1-866-627-5483. And join Montana's statewide radio talk show, Voices of Montana, with Tom Schultz.
2 decades strong, working on 3. Appreciate you making us a part of your Montana mornings for that long. Tom Schultz back here on Voices at 866-627-5483. Won't waste any time. We'll get right to it as Governor Greg Gianforte is with us. His first State of the State address tonight at 7 o'clock. You can catch that on our network here. Many of our affiliates are carrying that. We're broadcasting it live as well, and it's also available online. Good morning, Governor Gianforte. How goes it?
Hey, Tom. Good to be with you.
Thank you.
We're excited about the state of the state. What an honor to serve as Montana's 25th governor, and looking forward to addressing the state tonight.
Yeah. So give us a peek at that script. The state of the state is?
Resilient.
Nice.
I'm going to lay out our positive, hopeful vision for Montana. You know, 2020 was a tough year. But we are resilient, and it's going to focus on the plans that we campaigned on. We got to get through this pandemic. We've got to create more opportunities for more Montanans. We've got to confront the threats we have to our communities, particularly the meth epidemic. And we got to change the way Helena does business. I'll tell you, the best news I've gotten in a couple of weeks here is the bump in the wheat prices. I know that makes a big difference for a lot of folks around the state, but we're going to do what we can in Helena to get Montana, the government, working for the people again.
Yeah, it comes at a good time for agriculture, too, because they've been hanging on to their stocks and their supplies. But as I understand, everybody who's got a truck and who's got grain in the bin is now shipping it to market. So that's a real good thing.
It is good.
Governor Greg Gianforte with us here. I wanted to kind of clarify a little bit because I've been getting reports. I haven't read anything. These are what some people will communicate with me. Various clinics have received a lot of phone calls regarding this vaccination plan. Some have been flooded with phone calls. And I wanted to ask you how it's going and maybe to describe it again. I think a lot of people are happy that it takes a common sense approach. But give us an update on the COVID-19 vaccination plan for Montana.
So sure. This is the number one issue that the state faces. And let me just say, this vaccine is safe and effective. We originally used the CDC guidelines. Unfortunately, they were too complicated and too complex. So immediately after taking office, I changed them. We've now taken care of frontline healthcare workers. They're essentially vaccinated. Virtually all long-term care facilities and nursing homes in the state have had at least one vaccine clinic now. This is important because it protects these vulnerable folks and the staff that works in these facilities. We've moved to 1B. And the change I made was, and I think it's one we can all agree on, we need to get the vaccinations to the folks that are most susceptible to complications or death. That's got to be the priority. And that's what we're doing. So now, if you're 70 years of age or older, or have an underlying healthcare condition like cancer, diabetes, or you are a Native American or someone of color who's also more susceptible, you can get vaccinated. But the caution I give you is that we don't have enough vaccines.
Yeah.
We're getting new shipments every week. We expect about 15,000 doses next week into the state. We're just about at the point where we've delivered close to 100,000 vaccinations in the state, and we're making progress. What people should do is look at their local public health office website or Facebook page. That's going to tell you about availability in your county. And the state has a vaccination dashboard now that we just put up this week, and it shows what percentage completion we are in every county in the state. That's another good place to look to get an update on where we are.
Yeah, I think that's great. I've looked at that. A lot of people are now using that on a regular basis, the vaccination dashboard. Governor Greg Gianforte with his State of the State address tonight at 7 o'clock. It is resilient. I think Montanans have been a resilient folk for a lot of years. I wanted to ask this question as well, and I know that you spent time in Congress as well, and through a lot of your travels there, talked with a lot of law enforcement professionals, a lot of health professionals, and the heart fund, I think, maybe comes out of that? Or I know that you've also, through your previous foundation, had a heart for looking at ending addiction and recovery and treatment. But talk about this fund, because now you get to really put this plan out in front and get some boots on the ground on it.
Yeah, we rolled out our budget over the last couple of weeks, and it really, we're keeping the commitments to Montana. We're holding the line on new spending so that we can you know, let people keep more of the fruits of their labor. We've lowered taxes. We're going to peel back regulations. But we did put money in the budget to deal with this drug epidemic. And we used funds that were available to us from the tobacco settlement and also this future revenue stream that's going to come from marijuana revenue. I think that ought to be targeted at addiction recovery. We leveraged that with federal dollars. So this is a pretty innovative approach. There's almost $24 million per year allocated in our budget to help communities deal with addiction and recovery. Now, this is not bigger government. What we've done is we're going to provide a continuum of services, grant programs available to community-based programs, nonprofits, and others that are working with folks that are suffering with addiction to help them get back on their feet, become productive members of society. This is the biggest initiative like this ever undertaken in the state of Montana. I'm proud to include it in my budget. I'm going to provide some more details tonight during the State of the State.
Does it have to have a legislative touch on it?
The budget needs to be approved. So
right.
Appropriations are done by the legislature. We've been working with the legislators to advance this and the other elements of our budget. For example, we also prioritized increasing starting teacher pay. Montana's 50th out of 50 in starting teacher pay. I'm going to share a story tonight during the State of the State about a young couple teaching in central Montana in a public school. They started to have a family. They were both teachers in the school, and they realized that they couldn't make it on a single teacher salary. Montana lost. That young couple starting a family moved to Wyoming, where starting teacher pay is 50% higher than Montana. So we prioritize that. We also included in the budget money for trades education, a tax credit to small business so they can invest in their people and become more productive.
Montana Governor Greg Gianforte, healing and ending addiction through recovery and treatment. Just going back to that heart fund a little bit, having funding for that is important, and having a continued and maybe a confident stream of funding for that. You had talked about the continuation of services too, and that seems to be something that's innovative on the ground when it comes to treating drug addictions. How do you encourage some of the new methods because treating drug addiction and some of these other ailments, it's not just visit a doctor and then take some medicine and you're okay. There's a process that goes with this. And I think our understanding and our treatment of it has been evolving.
It has been. And it needs to happen across the entire spectrum. What we do in our tribal communities has to be culturally sensitive. What we do in rural communities is different than urban centers. And ultimately, it's other things that drive people to addiction. It's the lack of economic opportunity. It's the breakdown of the family. And some are consequences, but it's all a spiral that takes people out of a productive life and doesn't allow them to be all that they were created to be. The other thing that's in the budget here is funding for 5 drug treatment courts. Judge Nisely there in Yellowstone County has done a phenomenal job. I was honored to have her swear me in as your next governor. I invited her to do that in large part because of her work in these treatment courts, and particularly her work in our veterans treatment courts, helping veterans who are suffering with addiction get back on their feet, provide a support structure over an extended period, you know, a year to 18 months, to help them keep the jobs that they have, get the skills they need, come alongside them and coach them to be that all that they were created to be.
Montana's 25th governor. He and Susan raised their four children in Bozeman. A lot of hunting, a lot of fishing, rafting, climbing. That bears out when you look at the Facebook page and the pictures. And we're back with more here in just a little bit. We're going to come on back and talk with Governor Gianforte regarding the legislature, 67th legislature in process, almost about 4 weeks now into that. Want to kind of get an assessment of, you know, his thoughts, thumbs up, thumbs down on certain things. And, of course, the State of the State address tonight at 7 o'clock. Back with more. It is From Montana, for Montana, Voices of Montana. For tomorrow, Kim Abbott, House Minority Leader, is going to be on the program and talk about a package of tax cuts that they have proposed for Montana families. We're back here with Montana Governor Greg Gianforte from the State House and preparing for that State of the State address tonight at 7 o'clock. And again, carried live here on a lot of our affiliates. If you want to get that carried live, contact your local station as we'll provide that for them as well. And Governor, again, I really appreciate your time here and the opportunity to chat with you. Kind of want to get your sense as you take that 10,000-foot level, and I'm sure you're also right there at dirt level, too, when it comes to the 67th legislative session. But your thoughts, sir?
Well, you know, this is an important part of how we do the government. Our founding fathers designed the system for defense, not offense. And I'm pleased because, as a result, we get less government that way. I'm thrilled that we have a citizen legislature. We have people sitting in the House and the Senate that have real jobs. They go back. They're farmers. They're ranchers. They're pipe fitters. They're lawyers. And they bring that real-world experience here. So I've been investing time to build relationships. Susan and I, my wife, have been entertaining every evening. We've had legislators over in small groups just to break bread together, to talk about the things that make us give us common ground as Montanans. I've been meeting with minority leadership weekly. I've been meeting with majority leadership weekly. This job of governing is a team sport, and I think it's important that we work together.
I love that. You know, and I had to kind of chuckle to myself, too, when you guys had announced that the pay and the salary has been increased for a lot of these cabinet positions because we were really low in our region, and you want to attract high-quality people. But I chuckled a little bit because I'm summarizing here. You kind of said, well, they're going to work for it, you know, and I know for a fact that they're going to. How's the legislature working? Are they working for it right now?
They are. I mean, this is really a sacrifice on their part. They put their businesses, their jobs on hold. They leave their families. They come here to Helena for 4 months every 2 years. They don't do this for the pay. They do it because they love Montana. And I recognize, no matter what the political stripes, these people were elected by citizens of Montana to represent them here in the Capitol. And I try and go into every conversation expecting to learn something. Even if I may not agree with the outcome, I think you get a better result when you have conflicting and sometimes critical voices at the table.
Yeah, and like you say, there's a lot of wisdom in that body, so I appreciate that. Montana Governor Greg Gianforte with us here. I kind of wanted to ask as well, because we saw these pictures. You had a chance to welcome the National Guard home, but you also, as a governor, now as a congressman, you would certainly associate whenever you had that opportunity to discuss and meet and talk with the soldiers and the administrators and generals and leadership. But now in that governor's chair, you sent them out, and then you also welcomed them back. What was that experience like?
Well, it was unique, and I don't send our men and women of the Montana National Guard out without deliberation and good cause. Mm-hmm. We saw the riots in Washington and the attempt to interfere with our Constitution and the peaceful transfer of power. That's why I was supportive of sending the Montana National Guard to help with that police effort. And I was it was important for me to be there as they boarded the C-130s and flew back. And it was important for me to be there the other night to welcome them back home. And I did call them home because, they weren't treated properly back in Washington. Honestly, it was a national disgrace what happened, to have them thrown out into a cold parking garage. These men and women who honestly put their lives, they've sworn an oath to uphold the Constitution just the way I have. So when I got that news, I immediately recalled them back to Montana. I'm pleased to say that they are all back now, and they're getting back to love on their families again and get recharged. And many of them are going to go out on deployment later this year. So it's important that they go back and reestablish those relationships and live their lives as they continue to serve.
I think a lot of people saw that, and as you had kind of expressed that disappointment, were disappointed as well. But and that's a normal process, I think, is that each state for inauguration sends out National Guard troops, and it is an honor in a lot of ways, and they deserve to be treated a little bit better. Governor Greg Gianforte, thanks for your time here, sir. Any final thoughts ahead of 7 p.m. tonight?
Well, in addition to getting ready for the State of the State and laying out our comeback plan, we've been decorating the governor's office. We have Billy the Mountain Goat. We have Bob the Bobcat. And Leon the Mountain Lion is here on my wall. So we're on a little Montana to the state capitol.
Nice. I was going to ask you where you put the horns because I knew they were going up somewhere. Hey, thanks, Greg. All right. And thanks for the work you do.
You're welcome.
Yeah, have fun tonight.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.
Governor Greg Gianforte. My thanks to Josh Rath, our most excellent in-studio engineer, to you for listening. We've got the Democrat minority leadership on the program tomorrow. Until then, be well. We'll see you Friday.
You've been listening to Voices of Montana. Comments and opinions heard are those of the host or callers, and not necessarily those of this station, sponsors, or Northern News Network. Join us Monday through Friday at 9:06 for Voices of Montana.